Hello everybody, sorry for delaying start speaking, I'm just getting my own room here. Hello and welcome to my third podcast, and I'm very thankful and very gratitude to all of those who are sent me directly or indirectly their comments, feedbacks, suggestions, and recommendations about my two earlier podcasts. I'm very appreciate that, and very, very thankful to my dear friend, Rick Harmon, who is posting those tutorials for me in his website. Thanks, Rick, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. Well, as I've been mentioned to somebody, and I think I have been wrote that, I'll mention that in the Black Geek Zone website, mailing list, excuse me, that I've been, we'll talk about something called, I've been called it, the imprisonment manner. Well, what does I mean by that? Basically, I mean the discomfort circumstances between East and West. That's the surprise of my talk today. I'm not going to talk about anything related to blindness or sort of that. I'm going to talk about something which is extremely very serious, and anybody scare and don't like to mention it even in publicly in this way, but I have to be brave and I have to discuss fairly, logically, and to share our thoughts about what's going on, what's the real problem. The problem, I mean, the gap between East and West is something related to many things, actually. But let me to select or to talk today about the most primarily different between the Easterner and the Westerner communities. I'm not going to bash anybody, I'm not going to attack anybody, I'm not going even to try to make a comparison between those. I'm trying to have some way of simultaneous civilizations, that we are a human beings. The person who's talking to you now is Muslim, and he is studying the religious syllabus. I am kindly a religious student. I'm still studying, and I am not very religious myself, to be honest. Although that I know what shall I do. Although that I am very knowledgeable about various things about this particular discipline. So, basically my topic and my issue today is something I will attempt to cope my brief statement that I'm going to raise up in this presentation. First of all, the West. What is the West? The West has been defined as the people who are living in Europe, America or the United States. So what's the East, the Arab countries and the Muslim countries? Each coast has its own culture and has its own social behaviors even, and has its own religious faith and beliefs. Today we are people in the West are celebrating the Christmas the Christmas time or the Christmas celebration, and I've been greeted almost all my friends in the West, including my appreciated and dear friend Rick Harmon, and that could be a starting point. There's no any problem to me as a Muslim and as a person who is studying the religious knowledge, as I mentioned, there's not any problem to me to make this friendship between others, as long as it has been covered by respectful and respectful and good behaving. So the problem really between West and East, only what they call it, the conflict between the two worlds, we can say. So the world of East, people there have their own thoughts, and I'm not going to get into the politics here. No, I'm not going to talk about the politics. Politics is very complicated issues, and we don't have really the rightful hand which can make us to find out an appropriate solution for those. I'm not going to talk about what's happening in Gaza and Iraq and Palestine and Afghanistan. All of that is sort of political issues, so get them in the corner now. What I'm trying to do is why people in each side, I'm talking now about both here and in the West, why people trying to disrespect each other, to say, let me to be honest, really, I want to be honest, I don't want to hidden my head or to bury it in the sand without try to be frank. And to be frank, it doesn't require to be disrespectful or not good speaker. No, not at all. Not at all. So, people here, for instance, I don't know a lot about the West. I'm still learning about it. But people here are really shouted and get angry and aggressive upon people in the West, and they are killing us, they are torturing our children in their presence, and they are call us terrorists and call us sort of all of that. So, and after that, he say, let's say buy the American car model, or buy any kind of that, or let's go to the American restaurant to eat, or how can I make make a logic? It's not logic, it's not something understandable, that you really hate those people and in the same time get benefits from them. And I don't say, I will not say that sort of Islamic duty or Islamic traditional teachings, to hate each other, to kill each other. Islamic is not sort of violent. Islamic is not sort of terrorism, as some people in the West may have some impression, kind of impression about that. I do get them, they apologize, because really ourselves, we didn't show them something different. There's sort of contradictions between our speech and our regular behaviors. We are not acting in the same manner in talk and doing. So, okay. So it's sort of something misconcepted. Sorry, that's my evening cup of tea. Okay. So it's sort of misconception, sort of bedazzled, sort of disarm, confusion. So what's really, I want to talk about precisely about Islam. Forgive me, I cannot hear that somebody say Islam is a terrorism. No, please don't say it, because Islam is sort of forgiveness, mercifulness, tolerate the people. And I'll try to show you in the next editions. I've been cut talking about the blindness issues and sort of that, because I am really discomfort. I am not satisfied about the impression of me in the West. I want people in the West, just I want let them know that there is no any disagreement between you and me. How? Let's collect the combined adjectives between us as a people, as a human being. First of all, we are all human beings. Secondly, we are all want to live in peace. We are all, thirdly, we are all don't like the violence. Fourth, we are all don't like to be killed or to kill each other. Fifth, we are all going to die, going to be terminated in the end. Sixth, we are all sharing cultural communications, sharing different expertise in different industries or careers. So there's many things which has combined us as a human being. Why we left it all of that and just try to look at the bad things? try to look at the conflict, trying to look at the even the language. As you know, as you can hear me now, I'm speaking English. I'm not either American or British citizen. I am Egyptian. I'm living in Cairo. And my native language is Arabic. But I do love the English language. And I do learn the English language. Currently, I'm still learning it. So I don't have any really, I don't have any disagreement. But when it comes towards my thoughts, when it comes towards my holiness, when it comes towards my religion, I cannot just stay silent. But at the same time, I'm not going to do some violence. I'm not going to smash the stores. I'm not going to kill. I'm not going to suffer each other. No. It's not our manners. It's not the Muslim manners. The real Muslim manners will never allow him to do that. No way. I do know the Islam as well. And I know what the Islam commanded us to do. And also, there is no any, I said there is no any verse in the Quran which is said, kill each other. It said, kill the fighters. Kill who want to kill you, basically, without get in details. And that maybe later I can explain it. But now I just trying to realize some general concept about this particular issue. I am a Muslim. And when I heard, for instance, somebody say that Islam is a terrorism, Islam. So let me to discuss you. Let us to deliberate in a logical manner. Why do you say that? He will say, because I see in the television channels and many other resources of the media, what's going on, how the Taliban and in Iraq, how they kill and Pakistani militaries and the conflict between them and between the opposite part there and many things. So, okay, that's good. And this, I cannot say you are mistaken. This is really that only who are the Muslim people? Haven't you visited any Muslim country to figure out? Secondly, when I hear somebody in the West attacking Islam and throwing bad words towards the Islam, I'm not reserved the right to claim that all the people in the West are think the same way. I will be mistaken. I will be unfair if I said that. Because one day I've been surfing the internet and I remember when I watching some Islamic video on the YouTube, which is concerning about some Islamic traditional celebrations, precisely the month of Ramadan. In the comments of the on the video, I have found somebody who said any bad word, any disbehavior, any dishonor word that you can imagine. Believe me. Believe me, that's I have been saw, and the next 2 days I've been found this comment has been removed. Thanks to the YouTube administrators who did that. So, I didn't even just thought that people in the West are have the same or have the same thought or have the same judgment. I tried to find another word, I just looked at it. Let me to try that through in my vocabulary. Let Jaws read it for me.
Jaws.
Okay.
Old hand, English, sick of med, sick of life.
Yes.
Old job.
Thanks, John. That's what I want. That person signified Islam in a negative way. But not all of people in the West will have the same signify. I believe in that. I'm emphasize that. Basically, what I wanted to say this in this presentation, that we have to be not just friends. I know that we are sharing various things on the end, hi, how are you, and greeting each other, but maybe somebody have in his heart something bad towards others. Let to be honest. Tell me what do you have about me as a sort of problem or something you misunderstand, and I'll do the same. Promise, and I promise now in the public, and this has been recorded and will shared among people, I'll do the same. If I have any misconception about people in the West, I remember something, and I think Rick will remember that as well. And the last 8th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, I've been working as a, I'm still now doing the same employment, as a journalist, tried to be aware about the American people impression toward us after 8 years lifted the occurrences, the terrorist occurrences in the United States. So I've been talked to Rick Harmon and many others, but mainly I've been talked to Rick Harmon directly. I remember even that was on the MSN. And we are talking, Rick really showed me very, very, very very positive sign about the West, even about himself at least. He said that I don't hate the Muslim people because they are, say, who are the cause of the annihilations in the World Trade Center and the Pentagon buildings, and I don't know who did it, and he must get his punished. He will be punished one day. By the way, he just showed me. I don't remember exactly what he said, but that's the the idea. He said that we are a human being, and I don't like to be an enemy of the people. And at the same time, he said it's vastly between people in the West, people in the East. Each other has his own priorities and culture communications. So that makes me very happy this night. Why? Because I don't like to have any enemy. Why? Why I should have enemy? And nobody in the West is my enemy. Unless those who are invaded our countries or trying to forces us to be enslaved, that would be not accepted. Not only from the West, each other will not accept that. Suppose that somebody now gets entered to your home and he is carrying the weapon and he told you, get out of here, that's my home. You don't have the right to live here. Do you will obey? Do you will give up? Or you will resist? Of course you will resist. That's your right. You reserve that right. Nobody in the world can tell you you are not. So here is the same. That's only the problem. That we are confused between how the peace should be and when we have to get in a fight to return our right. I am not going to fight if I've been visited any country in the West. I will show them the positive sign as a Muslim person, as a person who has been treated according to the religious teachings. And I know what the religion told us, what the religion has been expected us to do towards those people. He basically, briefly, he expected us to be in the peaceful manner. As long as they are. So there is not any enmity here. Please don't be surprised to my message. This message is my little express and just my beginning to show the West who we are and what is the Islam and who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Peace and blessing. I said in Arabic now, I said peace and blessings be upon him. So this is just the beginning. It has just begun. What has begun? It has begun the message of peace. I'm not the first and will not be the last one who tries to show the people in the West the real Islam or the reality of Islam. But I'm ready to discuss anybody. I will share my Skype name and I will repeat it 3 times at the end. And this is as long as my email. And anybody feel free to contact me. But please, respect me as I do respect you. Love me as I do love you. If you have something misunderstood about me or about my culture or about my religion, let me know. Let me know and give me the opportunity to explain. If you didn't like what I say, okay, I can't help it. But just give me the chance first. If I didn't tell you something which will change your mind, you have the right to do what you like. Eventually, I am very happy that I've been braved to take this step to record this little presentation. And I am sure Rick will not mind to post this on the website, because I know Rick as well, and I know how much he is kind, how much he is nice, how much he is helper. And a little story about that, about Rick personally, because really I respect him so much. When I've been get ordered my JAWS package, if somebody who is not blind listening to this, JAWS is a screen reader that give us the as you heard it just recently, that give us the ability to get a computer access briefly. Okay, and I've been ordered from the States, and a friend of mine has been brought it to me, and while it's in the shipment, the package has been stolen, and I've been very upset, very, very disappointed of that, and I've been contact Rick and told him what happened. He told me contact Freedom Scientific and notify them about what happened, and told them I've been lost the package and the shipment and I need a replacement one, and they did, and I now have it, thanks to God the Almighty, in my own. So the person who helped me, the person who saved my money, is person from the West, is not Muslim, and I do respect him, and I do highly appreciate his help to me, and I hope, really I hope, that I can help Rick in anything, just he will ask me to do something for him. And I've been finished, and I hope that I've been talking brilliantly and obvious, and my message has been delivered to your heart and brain. And the next time, and I will continue this series, and the next time I will talk about the differentiation between the physical life and the spiritual life, and does they are contradicted, can they coming together or not, why the religion is not very common in the West, even it's scared some people. I hope that you at least listening to all my, and forgive me again for my bad English speaking, I'm still learning, but feel free to contact me and share any opinions that you have, to share any perspective that you have. I respect each other direction. The end. This is my contact information. I will share my email address and my Skype, because they are the most contact information I do check daily. So if you will add me on Skype, I will accept you. If you send me an email, I will respond your inquiry or your comment or your suggestion or your even your question. So my email address is mostafa.almahdi@gmail.com. It's mostafa.almahdi@gmail.com. And my Skype name is my_speaker. Let me say them as I promised for twice. Okay? mostafaalmahdi@gmail.com. mostafa.almahdi@gmail.com. Skype my_, as Jaws say it, and it's some screen readers may say it underscore, my_speaker. For the third and last time, mostafa.almahdi@gmail.com, mostafa.almahdi@gmail.com, and Skype is my_speaker, that's my_speaker. I hope all of you very, very happy New Year Eve, and I hope all of you very successful business and private New Year. Please feel free to contact me, and don't worry, I will respect all of your opinions, suggestions, feedbacks, and recommendations. Thank you for good listening, and after God's willing, I will talk to you in the next time as we great people in the beginning of the dialogue or conversation, in the beginning and in the end, we say in Arabic Al-Salamu Alaikum, which is mean in English, peace be upon you.